This is the Table for One edition of the Deliberate Talks podcast, and I'm your host, Dakshina Dyantaya, back again with a brand story to start your day with some inspiration. And today, we swipe our mood right to start the week with some romance and chemistry with the tale of Tinder. But first, a quick intro.
This is the Deliberate Talks weekly podcast, powered by the Pixelated Egg Digital Ventures.
So founded in the year 2012 by Sean Rad, Jonathan Badin, Justin Mateen, Joe Munoz, Dinesh Murjani, and Whitney Wolf, Tinder became synonymous to the world of matches. Out of all the founding members, Whitney Wolf left Tinder and went on to start her own dating app called Bumble, which let women make the first move. But the inspiration behind founding Tinder, however, was to replicate the feeling of seeing someone in real life and having a gut feeling about whether you want to meet them or not. Basically, it was a moment of spark at the first sight of them. And hence the logo of the brand resonates with a simple flame which stands for passion that might ignite between two people. In fact, even the term match used in Tinder is when two users mutually swipe right on each other's profile. And hence the flame logo beautifully complements this term. But did you know the app was initially going to be called as the Matchbox? However, after some deliberations, the team settled down on Tinder, which denotes warmth, sparking a connection, and fits perfectly with the app's purpose. Also, interestingly, the first ever match on Tinder happened between the co-founders during the app testing phase. Hold on, this wasn't a romantic connection, but a test on the platform. Finally, the app was launched in September 2012, and the team used a university-focused launch strategy, starting with the University of Southern California, to build a user base. Their strategy was to target the most influential people on campus, hoping it would then spread to general student population and it worked wonders for the brand. After the initial phase being tried across university campuses, the app rolled out fully, processing 350 million swipes per day by late 2013. That's almost 4,000 swipes per second. And eventually, this rose to 1 billion swipes per day before the end of 2014. Soon, the swipe mechanism became so famous that not just dating, but also matrimonial sites emerged with this feature. This included a hilarious encounter in 2019, where an app called Estudo, which was designed to help farmers find breeding matches for their cattle. But this wasn't the only hilarious act for the brand. At some point of time, there were also rumors that consistently rejecting or getting rejected would impact your credit score, playing on the irrational fears of many digital natives. But as hilarious as the rumors were, Tinder as a brand had its share of hilarious campaigns as well. Be it with the animated invention of Together video, or teaming up with Ryan Reynolds for a commercial during pandemic to humorously urge people to get vaccinated so that they could get back to dating, Tinder always made it laughable for all. On a concluding note, as of today, Tinder is available in 190-plus countries and available in 40-plus languages and is the most popular dating app in the United States of America. Apart from that, the app also has 75 million active users, of which 78 are men and 22 are women. And out of all these, 30% of its users are married. Awkward. But till late, Tinder has registered over 60 billion matches and over 1.6 billion left and right swipes are registered on the app every single day. That's not all. 95% of Tinder users meet their matches within a week's time, and Mondays, 6 to 9 p.m., being the best time to get the most matches on the app. Take notes, everybody. So from a simple idea of gesture to stripping away from the complexities of the traditional online dating, that's the story of how Tinder as a brand continues to reform the online dating world. That's it for today. Forget joining a dating app or not, but don't forget to subscribe to all the video and audio channels of the Deliberate Talks podcast. Join me next week for a Table for Two edition. Until then, be curious, be adventurous, and never stop learning. Cheers.